Roses are red and sometimes blue. You want them to be pretty and smell good, too. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. With Valentine's Day getting a little closer on the calendar, consumers are starting to think of what to get their nearest and dearest. And if that includes roses, they may be trying to choose between them smelling good and making it through the week, as many believe that the most fragrant blossoms are also the quickest to wilt. But a new University of Florida study disproves that notion and indicates breeders can develop varieties that smell great and last long. The researchers found that the strength of a rose's fragrance is independent of its vase life or the length of time it looks good after harvest. Many cut rose varieties were developed for visual appeal and disease resistance, and this latest study may give plant breeders new momentum to develop varieties that appeal to consumers' noses as well as their eyes. All good news for the nursery industry, since in 2009, the nation's cut rose crop had a wholesale value of about $17.7 million. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.